It is Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the headlines going on, some of the top headlines. We've got a, let me get into this in a second. Bail was denied for the Wall Street Journal reporter who was captured in Russia. They, remember he was detained in Russia. They're accusing him of espionage. They're not allowing him to have bail because, you know, they're afraid he's going to skip town. Well, yeah, because he's going to be going to a Russian prison based on trumped up charges. But so no bail for him. Not a huge surprise, but still, wow, that's terrible. Then, and by the way, I read something about this where there's already in works some sort of prisoner swap again. Remember how we did a prisoner swap with Brittany Griner to get her back? Yet there's a couple of other former military members who are being detained by Russia right now. We still have not been able to get any kind of prisoner swap with them because they're adamant that they believe those other individuals are spies. Well, so I don't know. Allegedly, they're already working on a prisoner swap for this Wall Street Journal reporter. But if they really believe he's a spy like they do with these other individuals, then I don't know how much they'll be able to get away with, you know, how successful they will be with coming up with a prisoner swap. All right, other top headlines. Speaking of Russia-Ukraine, Russia says Vladimir Putin has visited occupied Ukraine region. Oh, boy. And the G7 countries have condemned irresponsible nuclear rhetoric as well, which, yeah, everybody's been upset about them even bringing that up. Like, why are you even bringing that up? Shouldn't even matter. Then the United States has fired on a convoy in Sudan, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. So a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on in Sudan and prompting a warning from Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And there's, I guess, fighting is continuing going on down there, both, and it wasn't just us. There's also European officials who were part of this convoy who were fired upon as well. A lot of people talking about the Elon Musk interview from last night where he was on Tucker Carlson. He revealed that U.S. intelligence agencies had full access to private Twitter DMs. And it says when he discovered this, it shocked him, appalled him that they had full access to private DMs of, you know, from you, me and you. And he warned that he believes artificial intelligence could cause the destruction of civilization. Dun, dun, dun. Which I do want to talk about that coming up at 4:50. I have a poll of how many, like what the percentage of Americans are that believe that AI, artificial intelligence, will be the cause of our destruction. So we'll cover that poll. If you want to weigh in on that, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Continue on here, some of the other top headlines. And once again, the U.S.-China tensions over Taiwan still ramping up even further. And there's now apparently is putting some pressure on Europe to start kind of weighing in on which side they're going to support in this whole thing. And if it becomes something. And so that's starting to ramp up as well. Then other story here. There was a I saw this story. Crazy. A Civil War reenactor admitted to planting a bomb on the battlefield that he performed on for years. Like, basically a domestic terrorist. So doing Civil War reenactment. They know that they're on that field. They go back and forth and do all these other things. And so, sure enough, there you go. He's basically was busted for planting a bomb. Are you kidding me with this? Wow. Got a couple other stories for you that are headlines. But first, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. I-10 and I-110, nothing to slow you down. Highway 90, we do have some slow-moving traffic, of course, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. And then throughout Milton and Pace, Pace is running smoothly on Highway 90, but we do have some slow traffic as you go through Milton. That's going to be at Avalon Boulevard, as well as in both directions going over Blackwater River. We have some slow traffic that's near Canal Street. See something else on the roads? Give me a call to 850-2626-111 with any details. And also, again, this is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I just got a text alert from our News Radio 92.3 app. So we'll have to find out what the details about this text alert are. Coming up here with Top Trending News, Joe Ford, in just a couple of minutes here. Pertaining to the skate park. Oh, all right. So if you don't have our mobile app downloaded, be sure to download that, and you can get text alerts of important information as well. So Fox News and Dominion have reached a $787.5 million settlement in a defamation lawsuit. So the case was moments away from having opening statements. I don't know if you've been following this, but Dominion Voting Systems sued Fox News for defamation pertaining to basically Fox News saying that these Dominion voting systems had errors and created problems with the election. So they sued Fox News over this, and now they've gone ahead and settled moments before the opening statements were going to take place. Now, Fox News, in a statement, did say that it acknowledged the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. But they went ahead and settled anyway. The settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve this dispute with Dominion amicably, instead of the acrimony of divisive trial, allows the country to move forward from these issues. In the meantime, CEO of Dominion says Fox has admitted to telling lies. Money is accountable. Okay. So we're not admitting that we told lies or anything like this. We're just trying to settle this in a way that we can move forward. And then the other one says, nope, they're admitting their lies. So there you go with that. And finally here, there's now, I saw this one this morning, Republican Senate report points to COVID's origin as a Wuhan lab leak. However, they actually point to two Wuhan lab leaks. That's right. They don't believe it was just one. The Senate Republican Senate report points to two lab leaks that triggered the COVID pandemic. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. All right, we got a text alert here on our mobile app, so I have to find out what that's about. Coming up here next with Top Trending News on News Radio 92.3. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest 2023 at Pensacola Harley-Davidson on Saturday, April 29th. Your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry into the drawdown for a new Harley-Davidson. Door tickets for the party are also available. The event benefits every child a reader Escambia and Pathways for Change. Get more information on how you get tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. At least three people injured after a parking garage in New York City partially collapsed. NBC New York says it's a five-story structure. The second level collapsed onto the first. It's located in Lower Manhattan. The man who allegedly shot a black teen after he rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri is now out on bond after he turned himself in earlier today. 84-year-old Andrew Lester is facing two felony charges. Dominion Voting Systems and Fox News reaching a settlement today. Dominion had sued Fox for $1.6 billion for allegedly spreading misinformation about their voting machines after the 2020 election. The two sides reaching a $787.5 million settlement agreement. And yes, Bobby's tease. What could the news alert possibly have been referring to? Well, it is the grand opening of the new Blake Doyle Community Skate Park. City of Pensacola says it is going to be finished ahead of schedule. Knock on wood, the ribbon cutting ceremony is planned for Tuesday, May 2nd at 3 p.m., and the park will be open immediately following.
Very nice.
Not a skater, but I'm excited for the skateboarding community.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, I used to be a skater back in the day. Now I think I'd break everything if I tried to do so. But yeah, I think this is good for the community, and it's a good location, a good area, and it looks good every time you drive by it. You know, every time I drive by it, I've been watching the progress.
I know that you could probably scroll down on our Facebook page. They did, I think, a couple of weeks ago, a media-only event, and I know Andrew was able to take some good video out there, so you can get a sneak peek of what you can look forward to.
Yeah, and, you know, I think little things like this are good for the community.
Absolutely.
To just get out and about and everything.
I know Mayor Reeves is working on the pickleball facility downtown as well.
That would be another thing that would give people something to do. We get bad weather with rain and stuff like this, but at least we don't have the extreme cold that they get up north where you can't, you know, even in the dead of winter, we have days where you can do stuff outside, and the more you do things outdoors, I think it's good. And having these types of things available, I think are good. I know there's some pushback from some people. They're concerned it's going to bring drugs and bring loitering brings fights and, you know, all this other stuff. But I think that's just part of it. You can't prevent that kind of stuff. I think there's more good than bad when it comes down to it.
I absolutely agree. And, you know, we had the tragedy, a couple weeks ago about the 13-year-old who was killed while skateboarding on the side of the street. And it's just, I missed what you just...
I think he was 12.
12, yeah, younger, okay. Yeah. But, you know, it just gives, that community an opportunity to be in a safe spot away from, you know, car traffic. Central location, I think, is really good, too. So
especially in our community where, I mean, and it's not just a Pensacola thing. It's a Southern thing. I mean, I grew up in Tennessee. Same problem here. We don't have sidewalks. You know, we don't have curb and gutter and sidewalks. There's very few areas in town that have that. And so there's no place for a skateboarder to skate except for in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so this gives them a place to be able to go to and be able to play and go do their thing. And it doesn't cost anything, and so I think it's really good. There's a pretty big skateboarding community in Pensacola as well, too.
Yeah.
So that's the other aspect of it. I think there's been a need here for quite some time that has not been fulfilled.
And I know that the city is planning on a couple of events. I mean, with the skateboard park opening, I think they're bringing a couple of professionals down for some sort of, I wouldn't say competition, but more like an exhibition. And just kind of making several events out of this over the next few months. So, a lot of positive momentum. And we're just now, 3 weeks away?
Yeah. So. Yep, absolutely. All right. Pretty nice. I like it. And once again, you can get that text alert whenever the breaking news happens or any kind of major traffic things happen and everything just by downloading our mobile app and opting in to the push notifications. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 looking good throughout our area. Of course, Highway 98, you're going to see some slow-moving traffic. 98, as you are leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slowdowns as well as everyday afternoon delays leaving Windhaven Beach going towards Navarre. We are looking good on 29 north and southbound lanes. Nothing really too bad to slow you down, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626. 111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I was reading about, for some people, the obstacle to entering into the EV market and in buying an electric vehicle. The obstacle is price. Electric vehicles are real expensive. Well, they've got an update on that about that may no longer be an excuse for you. We'll talk about it coming up here next, right here on News Radio 92.3.
My home, angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snow.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come out at the beginning of next hour after our WEIR news update. So probably right around 5:10, we're going to have your Florida legislative update, which we've been doing throughout the entire legislative session. If purchasing an electric vehicle has been an obstacle for you because it's just too expensive, well, there may be a new $25,000 electric vehicle coming to the market. And there's, so GM's electric Equinox SUV will come around $30,000, and it's going to be released this fall. And then Tesla claims it's cut manufacturing cost in its next models by 50%. They're basically saying they believe a stripped down version of their next EVs will be right around $25,000 to $30,000. And you take that plus the $7,500 tax credit that was expanded last summer, then you get a fairly affordable vehicle there that's an electric vehicle. So if that's been one of your obstacles at entering the market, the manufacturers are working on it, try to get the price down. In the meantime, last week, President Biden or his administration proposed new emission standards for automobiles and trucks that basically is trying to push for electric vehicles. Now, I've seen a lot of people like panicking over this. I've seen a lot of Republicans coming out and criticizing this. And I've seen even people in the automobile industry criticizing this, saying, look, we do not, one, have the infrastructure to support them having 90% electric vehicles being sold on the road. We don't have the infrastructure for that, as far as charging stations and stuff like that. And then others saying, you know, this is going to hurt this. Here's the thing. Just remember, these are all being done via executive orders, by executive fiat. These are the EPA coming out and trying to give these new rules. The EPA's rules are not law. They're not legislation. And so just like, because this same kind of thing was going on during the Obama administration, but then we got a little reprieve during the Trump administration, and now we're back to the Biden administration. All it takes is a change of presidency, and it could even be a Democrat one, and these rules and these policies pushing for all electric by 2030 will disappear. Now, if Biden gets reelected, well, that could be something different. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub Friday, April 28th. It's going to be at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. The Dixon Dub is going to feature teams competing in a lip sync battle to raise funds for Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. It's an evening of entertainment, music, laughter, and fun in celebration of the arts and all in support of the school that uses the arts to inspire and empower young scholars for the betterment of our community. Get your tickets now on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. So coming up here in a couple minutes, we're going to have your sports hit. Let's get started with your top three stories first. Bail was denied for the Wall Street Journal, who was detained in Russia on espionage charges. And then there is the U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on in Sudan, prompting a warning from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And the Senate Republican report raises the possibility of two lab leaks that caused the COVID pandemic. Two of them. So there you go. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, NBA's playoffs continues on tonight on NBA TV first with the Atlanta Hawks against the Boston Celtics. Celtics lead that series 1-0. Then at 6:30 on TNT, you got the Knicks playing the Cleveland Cavs. The Knicks lead that one 1-0. And the late game on TNT at 9 o'clock, will be the Clippers against the Phoenix Suns. And the Clippers lead that one 1-0. NHL hockey continues on here. TBS at 6 o'clock has the Rangers against the New Jersey Red Devils. At 6:30 on ESPN, Tampa Bay Lightning will be playing Toronto. At 8:30 on ESPN2, Winnipeg plays Las Vegas. And at 9 o'clock on ESPN, Seattle Kraken against Colorado. So kind of all over the place for NHL hockey tonight. TBS at 6, 6:30 ESPN, 8:30 ESPN2, and then 9 o'clock on ESPN again. So just kind of all over the place. Earlier today, the Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians in baseball. And right now, in the second game of the doubleheader, the Tigers are leading the Cleveland Guardians 1-0, bottom of the seventh inning. But the Tigers have a man on second and first with only one out. Then the Philadelphia Phillies are leading the White Sox 5-4 at the end of the fifth inning. Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Giants later today. The Marlins are 9-8. Tampa Bay Rays are 14-3. They're going to be playing the Reds later. And Atlanta Braves are 13-4. They're going to be playing the Padres. So we mentioned earlier there's going to be a game, an NHL hockey game at 6 o'clock on TBS. Well, after that, at 9, there'll be a baseball game. The Mets will be playing the Dodgers on TBS. Then I'll get you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
No major accidents to slow you down this afternoon, but we do have some typical afternoon traffic. Of course, that's going to be Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some afternoon delays, as well as 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns in leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre. We did have an accident on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 13, but the roadway is clear and not seeing any slowdowns because of it. So we are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout our area. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, though, you see an accident, have some details, please call me to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
In sports news, we talked about Jalen Hurts yesterday getting a 5-year extension with the Eagles. Well, he also said he had off-season surgery on his ankle. He had to remove hardware from his ankle. I guess he had some screws removed or something like that. Still sounds gross. DeMar Hamlin has been cleared to make a full return to the Bills. DeMar Hamlin is the one that actually died on the field during Monday Night Football. He's cleared for full return. He said, quote, "This is not the end of my story." And the Panthers general manager says he didn't tell Bryce Young, the Alabama quarterback, that he'll be the number one pick in the draft, even though that's what's being reported right now, is that he will be. And the NBA is making this is pretty wild. The NBA is making the draft combine mandatory. Players who do not attend the NBA combine cannot be drafted. Whoa, that's a pretty big rule. And then Major League Baseball is going to continue testing some new rules out in the Atlantic League. So, you know, that's where they tested out these larger bases and they tested out the pitch clock and all these other things and thought it went well enough that they went ahead and implemented it in Major League Baseball. And they've got some more rule changes that they're playing around with in the Atlantic League. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, Kevin McCarthy, he's back from his head injury. Remember, he slipped and fell, got a concussion. So he's back in the Senate. And there are, and so with him being back in the Senate Majority Leader, it's time to start, you know, getting some stuff done. One of those things of which we got to deal with the debt ceiling. Mitch McConnell's the one with the head injury. Sorry. Mitch McConnell's the one with the head injury. He's back. He's working on the Senate nominations, the nominations from Biden. Sorry. Kevin McCarthy in the House is trying to deal with the debt ceiling limitations and the debt ceiling issues. So apparently Kevin McCarthy now is willing to do a 1-year debt ceiling limit extension as long as there's spending reforms, which it's like, this should not even be a negotiated thing. It should just be a stand like, oh, we got to raise our debt ceiling. Well, to make sure we don't have to raise the debt ceiling a year from now, let's make some spending cuts. Like, it's just it's a no-brainer. But yet, it isn't, because it's Washington, D.C. But, so that is what they're trying to do. They're trying to seek, hey, we will allow a debt ceiling increase, including recovering unspent COVID stimulus funds, capping domestic spending, and enforcing a work requirement for certain recipients of Medicaid. And there's a bunch of other spending cuts as well that they're looking into. Then, we'll have to see what's going to happen. But within the next week or so, we might be getting more information on what the House Republicans are doing as it pertains to the debt ceiling situation. The deadline for Congress to adopt an annual budget was the other day, April 15th. Oh, boy. So we're already past that, as we always do again. It's pretty much an arbitrary date, but it's still, this is about the time when things will start ramping up and having pressure on them to raise the debt ceiling raise the debt ceiling. Then in other news here, I saw this story and I thought this was tremendous. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Neuroscientists there have discovered a method for reversing the symptoms of Alzheimer's. They're saying that this could be a huge breakthrough in treating Alzheimer's. They treated mice with a peptide designed to block CDK5, whatever that is. It's an enzyme that it's shown predominantly in people who have neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. And they basically blocked that enzyme using some sort of peptide. What they found was that mice were better at performing their tasks and showed reduced DNA damage in their brains. And so this is, of course, they're not even at the level of doing human trials or human tests yet, but boy, this could be a really big one if they're able to find it, verify that this actually works. So it could be a huge breakthrough in recovery and repair from the damage of Alzheimer's. So I thought that was a cool one to share. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, I got a percentage of Americans who think that artificial intelligence will destroy life as we know it. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, interesting one. We're saying, what are some things you think will happen as AI continues to grow and expand and be in our lives a lot more? And so we'll talk about that. If you like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, at least one person now dead, a handful of people injured after a parking garage in New York City partially collapsed. Five-story structure, the second level collapsed onto the first. The Biden administration is making sure COVID-19 shots remain free for the uninsured. The administration will spend over $1 billion on a new program as the vaccines shift to the commercial market. Americans seeing smaller refunds this year as tax filing season comes to a close. The IRS said it has processed around 69 million refunds through April 7th this year for a total of around $199 billion. Alec Baldwin's Rust will resume filming this week in Montana. Production on the movie has been paused ever since cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed with a prop gun back in 2021. And James Gunn's Superman Legacy starting early production. The film is set to be the first release in his and Peter Safran's new DC universe, the first saga called Gods and Monsters.
And I think it'll be good to get a reboot from this whole thing. I'm still looking forward to The Flash that comes out. I guess it's in the summer, I think it is. And it makes me wonder, is The Flash, because it looks like it's doing some sort of multiverse thing, just like we've seen with Marvel.
Uh-huh.
And so it looks like it's doing some sort of, and I'm wondering if they're using this as the platform to go, hey, this is the new.
Yeah.
We're leaving
the table setter.
Yeah, this is the table setter. We're leaving this world, and we're now going to be going into this new world over here is kind of what, and then that's where it'll go from now on. I think, or is this just going to end this series, and now we're just starting a whole new fresh thing. So it'll be interesting to see how they play that out. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Just north of Olive on Scenic Highway, we do have a truck that's pulled over with some troopers on the side. So just keep that in mind that you may be seeing some slowdowns in either direction due to that. On I-10, nothing too bad to slow you down. We're getting some afternoon traffic on I-10 in between Pine Forest and 29. This is going to be if you're heading towards Pine Forest in the westbound direction. So just keep that in mind, as well as typical afternoon traffic. Of course, 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect those afternoon slowdowns. And Windhaven Beach, getting out of Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, you'll see some delays as well. If you see something else on the roads or any other details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, so what do you think AI, artificial intelligence, will end humanity? Well, according to a recent poll, 44% of us think yes. 44%, almost half, think there's a good chance artificial intelligence will kill us all someday, according to a new poll. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But I could see how it could do damage and it could disrupt lives. And it might even cost some lives. I'm not going to say it won't, but it's not going to end humanity. No.
So you think this 44% of people think the robots are going to turn on us and kill us, or
that's what I think. I think they think robots are going to get controlled by AI, and then AI or AI will start to like take over, like hack cars and stuff, and cause us to wreck. And AI will, you know, electrocute us. And I don't think like it that it would take one EMP and it's done. Like, yeah, oh well, you thought you were in power, but guess what? We can survive without electricity. You cannot. Have a nice day. Like, it won't go that far. Then, but also looking at some other things. Got a text here. I like this one. It says, I think identity theft will probably skyrocket. Change your password often. Good point, because artificial intelligence can figure that stuff out. That's a very interesting one right there. The one that most people believe that AI, like the most disastrous thing that AI will cause, is a nuclear, like some sort of nuclear meltdown. Either nuclear weapons or something like that. 67% thinks that AI think that we could see another world war. 67%. Yeah, I think there's a good. I mean, we've been very close with the Russia Ukraine thing. I mean, if Iran or even North Korea or something like that really decides to do, like, man, it wouldn't be that far down. So. To see that. So this is a poll that was asking, how do you think, like, what do you think will kill us all one day? So AI came in at 44%, but the ones that the number one was nuclear weapons. Then another world war, Armageddon or an act of God, 62%, a pandemic, 56% think that a pandemic will end us. And then number five, climate change. Yeah, climate change will end us all. Okie dokie. AI can also build its own battery power and recharging stations. Dadgummit. Not if I shut them down first. EMPs, baby! AI will divide us, brainwash us, and we nuke each other. Okay, could do that. Or AI will manipulate us to kill each other with fake videos. Well, you're getting that already. It's kind of crazy, some of that stuff. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Police in Ohio are looking for two people who freaked out at a Chipotle because they didn't get enough cheese. They asked for extra cheese. They felt like they didn't get the extra cheese. So they did what any reasonable person would do. They pulled out guns. Please. What's wrong with people?